Attorney General Dave Yost says he doesn't like some of what he found in a review of state incentives for economic development projects in the final year of former Governor John Kasich's administration. He's now pushing some changes to the way the state awards grants, loans, and tax credits. Yost says half of nearly $14 million in state economic development loan awards from 2018 were not compliant with applicable laws, and a third of tax credit awards worth almost $5 million were not compliant. And he says none of 34 roadwork development grants had firm job creation requirements. Yost says some of these practices are longstanding, and that there appears to be a lot of pressure to make it seem that those incentives are doing more than they really are.
All of the standards in this program, from 90%, calling 90% compliant, to the idea that you can change and modify terms after the fact, is really designed to try to make it look like a success, regardless of what the reality might be.
But Yost says he doesn't think taxpayers are getting ripped off.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But I think that this report shows that there are issues over there, that this program could be run more robustly with greater accountability.
Yost says he'd like a law that requires Jobs Ohio to turn over a list of projects that got both incentives from the state and Jobs Ohio, which he says he requested but never received. He says he'd also like to see a requirement that all roadwork development grants include job creation and retention expectations, and a ban on modifying incentive deals after terms are agreed to. And another thing.
It's worth asking the question whether there ought to be a backward-looking clawback for tax benefits received when there's a later determination that the targets were not achieved.
Yost says the report isn't about fixing blame, but fixing the system. A spokesman for Jobs Ohio didn't take on the claims, but said in a written statement, quoting here, "We take the performance of all of our projects very seriously and work closely with the Development Services Agency on these projects to help companies attract jobs and investment for the people of Ohio." Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.